This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal lawsuit against Colorado Springs police officer alleging excessive force was dismissed last week. The lawsuit alleged the officer used excessive force when he tased a fleeing suspect, Jacob Root, in 2022. Root fell and broke his neck from the tasing and is now a quadriplegic. U.S. District Judge Daniel Domenico found the tasing was reasonable given that Root was fleeing two suspected felonies and did not respond to officers' orders. Farmers on the state's southeast plains want Colorado Springs to stop annexing land and increasing its need for water. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
A recent resolution from the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District aims to get the city to consider what they say are the damaging economic, environmental, and other effects of its water purchases in the region. The resolution also formally opposes new annexations by Colorado Springs. The district, which covers Pueblo de Prowers County, says the city already needs additional water to serve the future build-out of land currently within its boundaries. The resolution comes after Colorado Springs recently approved a controversial annexation near Schriever Space Force Base. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The agency that tracks avalanches in Colorado is urging people to stay vigilant in the backcountry. CPR's Dina Sieg.
Avalanches have occurred near such spots as Marble, Crested Butte, and Rocky Mountain National Park. In one slide near Vail, there's harrowing video of a skier gliding off a moving slab of snow as it breaks behind them. Right now, the avalanche danger is moderate for the state's mountains, but the Colorado Avalanche Information Center cautions that more people die in avalanches when the conditions are moderate than when they're high. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.